Justice in Deal and the Southern Publishing Association. 1906. The prophecy that John's mission fulfilled outlines our work. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Matthew 3, verse 3. As John prepared the way for the first advent of the Savior, our publishing institutions are to exalt the claims of God's downtrodden law. In clear, distinct lines, they are to present the necessity of perfect obedience to all his commandments. Constrained by the love of Christ, they are to cooperate with him in building up the old waste places, raising up the foundations of many generations. They are to stand as repairers of the breach. They are, through their restoring influence, to call the notice of the people to the investigation of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, a constant reminder of God, directing the mind to the Creator. I am to urge upon all the workers never to forget to cooperate with the delegates of heaven that are in the office as God's messengers. What a work is this! And not one dishonest action is to reveal itself in the workers. I will now call to every worker, ye are God's ministers, proclaiming to the world that the hour of his judgment is come. I leave this matter now and come to the one who has acted an unworthy part to take advantage of circumstances. He was as hard and immovable as flint. Edson was in a close place, and he made business terms that he could not afford. Every one of those terms stands written in the books of heaven and is to be adjusted. It was as cruel as the grave. Now the Lord will not accept the service of any man that makes terms with another, as was done in the printing office. We are a people who in all business transactions are to be in accordance with the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and shew mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass, that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations. Zechariah 7, verse 8 to 14. The Lord would have his people Christ-like in all their dealing with one another. Read the last chapter of Malachi. No one is to be retained in such an important place as the publishing house who does not evidence a kindly spirit, reveal a high sense of the work committed to him, and let his light shine forth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, to adorn your profession of the truth. Our publishing work was established of the Lord, and the truth handled is not to be treated as a common thing, but as a specific work. Angels of God have seen and been displeased at the spirit that has been circulating through the office. It is not the Lord's will to let any class remain in that office who are not under the holy influence of the Spirit of God to let the light of truth shine forth in their character. Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen of God to become a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Let all do honor to God, who would have the workers vindicate righteousness and judgment in harmony with the character of God. All the workers employed are to be his representatives. God calls them his laborers together with Christ, and no cheap character is to be expressed while they are in the office. The greatest wealth of truth ever entrusted to mortals, in direct lines, in most solemn warnings, has been passing through their hands to be published, and to be multiplied and go broadcast everywhere as his agencies. Irving Ford, because he thought he could, has shown most unfeeling hardness of heart, and has taken every unrighteous course of action to hurt James Edson White. If anyone is worthy of being treated justly, it is James Edson White, but he was passing through severe test and trial. The Lord's institutions are to stand as witnesses for God, testifying to truth and righteousness in all manner of dealing with those of our faith and those who are witnesses not of our faith. The publishing houses are to be the Lord's witnesses and the most effective agencies to test character and reveal what is in the workers. And they are to be converted daily before the Lord. The truth is to go forth from them as a lamp that burneth. The publications are like the great light in a lighthouse, constantly sending forth their clear, living testimony as to what is truth. Lightness, jesting, and joking are the darkness of the world. The publications are to send forth their sacred beams of light and warnings throughout the world. Those publications sent forth from the publishing house are to prepare a people to see Christ in His beauty of holiness. Amid all the fallacies in printing offices, this office is to prepare a people, as did the message of John the Baptist, by startling messages of truth and warnings. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2.